弟兄姐妹，新年快乐！
Happy New Year, everyone！
祝大家在新的一年里能够更多蒙神的祝福。
So you have a more blessing from the Lord。
也感谢弟兄姐妹啊，把这个我们敬拜的地方啊，装饰的这么漂亮啊。
You can see we have beautiful decoration this morning. Thank you for those people who helped out。
让我们庆祝新年呢，都是充满了喜乐。
So we are full of joy when we celebrate Chinese New Year。
那么今年是什么年来着
？So do you know what's a year of what？
猪年，对。
So year of a pig。
那么猪年呢？我们的传统认为猪年是好年哈。
And so we actually traditionally pig a year of pig is a good year。
因为猪年的话都是跟这个丰收啊、喜悦呀、还有句话叫肥猪拱门嘛哈。
So talk about when we talk about pig, always talk about abundance and a lot prosperity。
所以我们希望大家在新的一年里蒙神的祝福。
So we all receiving the wonderful blessing from the Lord.
那么居家安康哈。
We all are very health.
那么我们身在海外呢，也特别是难得有个机会，我们可以一起庆祝中国的新年。
So when we're in another country, it's very fortunate that we can celebrate Chinese New Year together.
所以呢，我们这个新年的庆祝啊，这个气氛呢，大家就非常的好哈。
So we can feel that it's exciting when we celebrate New Year.
我看很多弟兄姐妹都穿上盛装哈。
And a lot of people are really dressed up this morning.
我这个衣服也不错吧哈。
So my clothes is pretty good too, right?
一年穿一次。
I only wear it once a year.
感谢主，我们可以在一起庆祝中国的新年哈。
And thank the Lord, we can celebrate Chinese New Year together.
那中国的新年有一个传统哈。
And there's a Chinese tradition.
这个传统是什么呢
？Why is it？
我们要贴一个福字。
We have to put the blessing。
你看我们这个房间里有没有福字啊
？Do you see any blessing？
都有。
Yes。
哎，你看见我们有没有贴错的地方啊
？Do you notice that there's anything wrong with it？
你看这三边的这个福字都是倒过来贴的，对不对
？Do you see the blessing the words actually upside down？
是不是他们贴错了
？Do they made a mistake？
没有贴错，
no,
我们是故意把它倒过来的。
Because purposely we did that。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为倒过来贴的意思就是说福到了。
And when you actually put it upside down, means the blessing arrive, comes.
Yeah, 这个倒字跟这个在中文里面这个音是相近的。
When the word blessing comes, it's a similar word that we use in 倒。
我们不知道这一年将发生什么事情。
We have no idea what's going to happen this year.
但是我们希望这一年大家都平平安安的度过。
But we all have everybody has a peaceful year.
所以这是一个美好的一年。
So this is a wonderful year.
那到底什么是福呢
？But what is blessing？
我想今天我们就大家一起来思想这个福字，福的意义是什么
？So let's think about what the blessing really means。
如果我们没有想清楚福的意思，我们就说啊，这一年我有福啊，有福。你到底有什么福？你还没有搞清楚。
And if you don't even think about the words, what are the true meaning of it? What is the true blessing？
什么是福
？What is it？
这个书经里面曾经记载啊，说有五福哈。
And in the actually the history the history of the book talk about there's a five blessings.
也第一福呢是叫寿。
And the first one is longevity.
就是你活得寿命长一点。
So you live for a long time.
第二个福呢叫富。
And the second one is wealth.
就是说你日子过得富裕一些。
So you are rich and wealthy.
第三个福呢叫康宁。
And the second one is more happy and also healthy.
康宁的意思呢就是说你的日子过得平安一些。
So it means that you're peaceful.
那第四个福呢叫修好德。
And also probably this is really earn, like to have a good virtue.
也积德行善嘛。
And so you accumulate good things.
那第五个呢叫考中命。
And the last one is called die well.
那就是说你最后的生命要是非常美满的终结。
And so that your last years will have a very fruitful years.
所以这是基本，就是说讲到福气的话，这是我们基本的概念。所以我们现在知道，我们讲到福，原先我们华人一直追求的这些福气。
And so that's why the Chinese people seeking those type of blessings.
我想这是每个人都要追求的。
And that's everyone wants search for that as well.
每个人都希望有的。
And we all want that.
不论你住在哪里都是一样。
It doesn't matter where you live, you want the same thing.
所以我们希望呢富裕哈。
We want the wealth.
那么我们也希望呢生活呢新年祝愿。好，我们希望呢富裕是福哈。
So we think the blessing is rich.
然后呢我们也希望呢健康是福。
And it's also health.
那最后呢，我们希望呢平安是福。
And also we want peace.
所以很常见的不外乎就是这三种。
And so those are the three things we're looking and search for.
所以我们如果是在我们当中啊，年纪比较长一些，或者是从海外移民到这里，
so、
我们
go ahead. So if you immigrant from the from China and you're a little older,
可能。那早期你经历过呢生活比较物质比较匮乏的年代。
And maybe the earlier age that your material was not as good as now.
那个时候我们就希望说，哎呀，生活要富裕一点。
So we hope we're a little bit richer.
我们最好要吃得好一点。
And we need to eat a little bit better.
如果我们每顿都可以吃土豆烧牛肉就好了。
And if we can eat the potato with the beef, that's wonderful.
所以呢，现在大概也不会有人这样。当生活变好的时候
，and when we're our life is a little better，
所以我们现在生活基本上大家不会为吃饭在发愁的。
And we don't need to worry about what we're going to eat。
所以生活开始富裕
，and our life is a little better。
那是不是我们想再多富裕更好呢
？And do we want a more wealth？
所以每年到新年的时候，很多人就是新年的时候，他立下新年我要。做什么事情哈
？And so a lot of times, during the New Year, we have a new resolution.
我们要达成什么目标哈
？And what's the goal we want to achieve this year?
说常常的第一位的目标是什么呢
？And what's the number one goal?
减肥。
And to lose weight.
所以现在呢，你富裕不是说你要吃的越多越好。
And now you're rich is not because you want to eat more and more.
或者有人说呢，我今年呢要怎么样去锻炼哈
？Or sometimes how we're going to train ourselves.
或者我今年 要怎么怎么样
？And we set all different kind of goals.
很少有人说我今年的目标是我要吃的比去年更好。
And we hear people who want to eat better than last year.
不会了，营养太多并不是一定好事。
Actually, we have too much food and too much nutrition.
你知道以前呢，所谓的富贵莫过帝王家，对不对
？And so in the past, when we talk about wealth, it's just like the kings and the emperors.
所以在过去的时代呢，那皇宫里面的生活那当然是最好的了。
And then if you're living as an emperor, then of course your life is much better.
所以生在皇宫里，每天都吃好的喝好。
You can always eat good and live good.
不过他那个孩子就会生病哎。
And very often those children actually become sick.
于是他们就把那太医请来看哈。
So they get those special doctors.
说这孩子怎么回事？怎么身体这么弱，还经常生病啊
？And why those children are actually not very healthy, always get sick?
所以太医看完之后就说了
，And the doctor said，
少吃点
，And eat less，
这个吃的太好了哈
，And sometimes you eat too much，
所以呢
，it's not healthy for you，
你不要全部吃饱嘛，至少吃个七分饱嘛
，And so we're saying you just only eat 70% of food，
你应该吃点五谷杂粮嘛
，And eat more variety of food，
所以现在我们知道，要想我们真的是身体好的话
，If we really want to be too healthy。
所以要吃点粗粮，对不对
？And we have to eat those grain.
所以我们知道说，富裕是好的。
And yeah, we know the rich is good.
但是也并不是说我们吃的越多越好，是不是
？And does not mean that eat better is good.
所以我们看到说，在美国的生活
，And look at our life in America.
我们很少在担心我们吃什么、穿什么的事情。
We don't need to worry about what we eat, what we're going to wear.
但是我们还是希望每个人都健康。
But we also want to be healthy.
所以健康是福吗
？And healthy is a blessing.
或者我们活得更久。
And or we want to have a longevity.
那么很多的人，年轻的人就还体会不到说我不生病就好了哈。
And the young people cannot understand is I don't why is not important to be healthy.
那年纪大的人就说我不但要不生病。我最好呢，就是不生这个大病哈。
And so the for the older people, hopefully that we're not going to get sick, and also hopefully not going to have
major illness. 这个小病都是不可避免的了。
And so it's inevitable to have a small illness.
那么活得比较久就好。
And very importantly is live a long time.
年轻人可能希望我要不单要健康，我还要健美，对不对
？And so for young people, besides you're healthy, also you're beautiful and handsome.
所以美国的文化，
and、
这个健美啊，是一个非常。非常重要的来说、啊、
And so it's very important for them to be healthy and beautiful.
所以那个 gym 那个地方啊，锻炼身体的 24 hour 那个地方停车都是最困难的。
And so you know gym is always busy because it's 24/7.
所以、啊、美国有一个人叫这个 Joe Wider, 哈、啊、我不知道大家听说过没听
说过。And there's one person, his name is Joe Wider.
他就是专门做这个健美方面的。
And he's always doing the training.
我们以前加州那个州长叫什么来着 ?Arnold, 对吧
And the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
电影明星嘛。
And he was a movie star.
他就对崔崇这个人，他从这个人身上去选怎么做健美啊。
So he learned a lot of things from Joe Weider to how to be healthy and bodybuilder.
所以这个人呢，他也是身体健非常健壮，到九十多岁还是。
So he lived until at least in the 90s, he was still very healthy.
他呢去世的时候是九十三岁。
When he passed away, he was 93.
我们教会以前有一个老人家，他也是去世是九十三岁。
And there was one elderly in our church. When he passed away, he was also 93.
你知道吗？他从来不锻炼的。
But he never has a to train his body.
所以我也不知道这个锻炼的跟不锻炼到底有什么区别。
So I cannot tell the difference whether you're doing bodybuilder or not to do bodybuilder.
所以说，到底什么是我们所要追求的福气啊？
What is the blessing we're looking for and seeking?
我们已经很富裕了。
But we're very wealthy already.
我们也相当健康的了。
And we're fairly healthy.
那么我们有没有平安呢？
Do we have the peace?
我们希望说我们居住一个安全的地方。
So we want to live in a very safe place.
哎，我来到这个 Slow 这个地方，很多人就跟我说这个地方非常安全的。
And so people told me when you move to Slow, it's a very, very safe place.
可以说是路不拾遗，夜不闭户哈。
And so you don't need to close the door at night. You don't, if something drop, you don't need to worry about lose it.
哎，这里是这样吗？你们告诉我。
Is that true?
是这样的。Oh, okay. 这样子我就放心了哈。
And so if it's true, then I don't have to worry about it.
所以出门就忘记锁门也还可以。
So if I go out without locking my door, I don't need to worry about it.
你知道，这是神给我们的福气啊。
But this is God's blessing to us.
你知道我去南美洲一个国家去短宣哈。
And so I went to South America for a short mission.
那个国家叫苏里南。
It's called Suriname.
那个哎，居然那个小小的国家有不少华人呢。
And there was a lot of Chinese people living in that country.
那个国家不太安全的。
And it's not a very safe place.
所以很多华人到那边，他要开店做生意。
And so they open a lot of store in that country.
然后华人呢又很辛苦，他们希望开店的时间要长一点，可以多赚一点钱，对不对
？And you know how the Chinese people they want to open the store a little bit longer so they can make more money.
但是你开得太晚的话就不安全嘛，对不对
？But if you open too late, it's not safe.
所以他们那个店铺啊，偶尔就常常会被人家就来抢钱。
And very often the people rob the store.
那抢了钱，他们财产损失还在其次哈。
And besides, they lose the money.
但是呢，有些的时候呢，那些抢的人呢，还就是人身来攻击他们。
And very often, those robbers will actually physically attack.
所以我去看有一个家庭，他就是，因为这个他被人家抢哈，他身体就受伤，被人家打伤哈。
And so one time, I visited a family that because he was robbed and also physically injured.
所以你想，如果我们住在一个这样不安全的环境之下
，So if we live in a very unsafe place，
你说自己每天的人身安全都要受担心的
，So you have to worry about your safety。
所以我们感谢主神赐给我们地方，还是相对来说很安全的。
So you know we live in this area is relatively very safe。
所以我们不会担心被人家走在街上会有人抢我们的包。
So we don't have to worry about people is going to take our purse away。
Yeah， 就是。你说有平安，我们已经神给我们很多的平安了。
And God has given a lot of peace when we live in this area.
那么我们新的一年我们要什么福气
？And what kind of blessing we're looking for in the new year?
我看看我们有历史上有很多的智者哈。
And there's a lot of wise men.
所以，在想到说富裕是福、健康是福、平安是福的时候，他们也在思想人生到底。有什么样的福气
？And so those wise men they talk about who are really true blessing in terms of wealth, the health, and also peace.
辛苦是福。
And they talk about hardship maybe is a blessing.
谁会想到辛苦是福啊
？How do you think about even hard working is a blessing?
我们想天天如果无所事事晃来晃去，那个不是福气。
If you really have nothing else to do, just wandering around, that's not a blessing.
所以这些当他思考人生。的问题，他观察这个社会周围发生的事情，他发现说，原来你如果有机会去工作
，and if you have an opportunity to work，
然后用你的创造
，and use your creativity，
可以帮助自己，也可以帮助别人
，help yourself and help others，
这个是福气
，and this is a blessing。
真正的有福不是说你不需要什么，然后每天是游手好闲，晃来晃去。那个不是福气的。
And true blessing is not that you have wandering around, have nothing else to do.
所以吃苦是福。
And sometimes the hardship is a blessing.
所以孟子说啊。
And Mencius.
天将降大任于斯人也，必将苦其心志， 劳其筋骨，饿其体肤，空乏其身。
I'm going to try my best to translate. Okay. So the heaven to place a great responsibility on the green man. Basically, sometimes they want to frustrate our spirit and will, exhaust our muscle and bone, and also expose us to starvation and poverty. And so that those hardship actually bring the great responsibility and make you a better person.
Yeah, it's a very good translation. Huh? 所以呢，就说如果这个上天要付给你的人生一个很大的使命的话，这个人要必须要经过磨练的。
And so when the heaven wants to place a great responsibility to you, you have to go through a hardship.
这样的，不然的话，你一生不会成就什么事情。
And you will not accomplish anything.
所以呢，你看到我们的先贤智者啊，在想到福气的时候，他就超越了一般人的讲的福气，乃是什么？吃苦是福。
And so the lots of wise people, they talk about what's blessing, talk about the hard working, it is a blessing.
Yeah. 那除了吃苦是福之外以后呢，又说吃亏是福。
And also taking a loss is also a blessing.
我们知道有一个名人呢，我们可能听过他的名字哈，他的名字叫郑板桥。
There's a very famous person, his name is 郑板桥。
大家有听过哈。
And you probably heard of it.
Yeah, 他。然后呢，郑板桥的这个名言呢叫“难得糊涂”，对不对
？And one time he said the actual ignorance is a bliss.
所以他的为师的观点呢，就是说，哎呀，吃亏是福气的。
And so sometimes you're taking a loss actually is a blessing.
不要事事的太斤斤计较。
Don't get to the detail and to worry about every single thing.
所以呢，当他的弟弟啊从家乡啊给他写信了。
And one time his brother wrote a letter to him.
因为什么呢？他们老家的祖宅呢，这个邻居啊之间啊，因为这个地界的问题有些瓜葛。
And so his family, there's a problem with the neighbor to divide the boundary of the land.
因为这个地方有一堵墙呢，本来是他们家的。
And there's a wall actually belonged to them before.
然后呢，这个邻居呢就站过去说这个墙是属于他们家的。
And so the neighbor claimed the wall belonged to the neighbor.
双方争执不下。
So they were fighting.
最后还告到要告到官府的呀。
So they were going to take the matter to the local governor.
所以他的弟弟心里就不平了。
So his brother was very upset.
第一，这个首先这确实是他们家。
And first of all, the wall belonged to them.
对方呢是有想欺负他们的意思。
So the neighbor wanted to take advantage of them.
第二个，他又想我的哥哥在京城里做官呢。
And my brother actually is official.In the government.
我们不占别人家便宜，我总不能被人家欺负吧。
So as long as I don't take advantage of other people, why are people taking advantage of us?
所以他就说，我就写信给我哥哥，让他呢给这个州官来一封信，告诉我们家是怎么回事，来替我们出这口气。
So he complained to his brother. Hopefully his brother will take a matter to his hand.
郑板桥啊，就特别的有智慧。
So, 郑板桥 was very wise.
所以呢，他就写了封回信给他弟弟。
So he wrote a letter back to his brother.
其中就有这句话。
So he says,
吃亏是福。
And the ignorance is a bliss.
这么点小事不必计较。
And don't worry about those details.
所以这是福气。
And this is a blessing.
所以你看，真正想到福气的时候，我们就会想到说，有的时候啊。不是说我得到了才是福气。
And sometimes receive something not necessarily is a blessing.
有些失掉一些东西才是福气。
Sometimes losing things actually is a true blessing.
最近我失掉一点东西哈。
And lately I lose something.
这手受伤了。
I injured my hand.
其实就是那个小手指哈。
And just actually my pinky.
我才知道说，哎呀。人是真的很脆弱哈。
And so I know how fragile we are.
其实一个小手指受伤，我整个的身体都不方便了。
And so because my pinky was injured, my whole body lose the function.
哎呀，我才知道说，我多需要我太太哈。
And then I finally realized how much I need my wife.
所以她要很多的事情需要她来帮助我做。
And so many things that she has to help me.
Yeah, 丢掉一点东西。我们领悟了更多的东西。
That understands anything more.
这个是福气。
And this is a blessing.
那么还有什么是福气呢
？And what else is a blessing?
那就是磨难是福。
And suffering actually is a blessing.
谁想到过？我们想要有磨难，谁也不希望是这样子。
Nobody wants to have the difficulty or suffering.
但是有的时候， 难免会遇到这样的事。
And very often we will face a hardship.
唐朝呢有一个很著名的文人叫韩愈。
And there's one person literary, the very famous person, his name is 韩愈。
他的散文写得很好，对不对
？And he wrote a lot of poems.
Yeah. 那么他呢有一次呢就给皇上写了一份奏章哈。
And one time he wrote a special things to the emperor.
他就说这个皇帝呢，你这样，他因为这个皇帝啊，想把这个佛教啊从印度这边弄过来，他对这个地方就大兴土木啊，建造了很多这个佛教的东西啊，这个来推行哈。
And so the emperor want to move the Buddha and the Buddhism to the country, so start building a lot of temples.
那这韩愈就说，你这样大兴土木，劳民伤财啊，这个花太多的钱了。
And
你这对国家没有好处的。
And it's not really helpful to the country when you spend so much money to building things.
那当然，这个皇帝拜佛拜的正是心切呢。
And so the emperor actually is a Buddhism that really wanted that happen.
那一看这个奏折就非常生气。
And he was very upset when he read it.
马上就把他贬了。
So he demoted him.
贬到哪里去呢
？And where did he demote him?
贬到广东的潮州去做那个地方官哈。
And went to the 广东潮州。
我们当中有没有潮州人
？We have anybody who came from 潮州？
哦，龙，你是潮州人啊？
Yeah, she's from 潮州。
哦、OK，Yeah，Yeah， 潮州啊，现在当然你知道那一千多年前的潮州跟现在不一样哈。
And the thousand years ago, 潮州 is totally different than now.
那个时候那是非常偏僻的地方。
And it was a rural area.
那么地方也。不发达，没有办法跟中原相比哈。
It's not very accomplished at the time.
所以是一个很贫穷，没有人乐意去的地方。
It's a very poor area.
所以韩愈呢被贬到那个地方哈。
So he was demoted to that area.
贬到那个地方呢，他在走到这个走到这个不还没有到潮州的时候哈。
And even before he reached 潮州。
那么他的有一个侄孙呢。
And there he's a grand nephew.
他的侄孙的名字叫啊。韩香哈
，and so he's a grand nephew 韩香。
不过我如果讲他的名字，你大概会知道他是谁。有个叫韩湘子，八仙之一，对不对？
So,
就是他。
So 韩湘 is one of the eight fairies，
也就是传说当中的哈八仙的。那么韩湘呢，就是来送他哈，是他的侄孙呢，孙子辈的哈。
So the grand nephew actually is try to send him off。
那么他在这时候的心情就非常不好嘛。
And so that he has a lot of really mixed feeling at that time.
所以他就写了一首诗哈。
So he wrote a poem.
这首诗就叫《左迁至蓝关是侄孙香》。
So he's talk about the poem to meeting with his grand nephew regarding that circumstances.
叫云横秦岭家何在。
And talk about where that he's talking about. Where's my home when I'm coming facing this very strange line?
雪融蓝关马不前。
And so even the horse is trying to try to welcome me to stop me because he knows the horse knows I'm coming from far away.
就说这个云呢，就是在秦岭这个地方啊，就很一个很著名的山哈。那么云彩都横在这个地方哈。
And talk about the white clouds that has been accumulating on top of the mountain.
非常偏僻的地方，但是他的家呢，他不知自己家在哪里了哈。
But he's say, where's my home?
他要去一个非常偏僻的地方。
He's going to a very rural area.
然后大雪呢，已经把这个蓝关都封堵上了。
And the white snow actually accumulate, actually block the gates.
连骑马都过不去。
And so the horse cannot even cross over.
他就心想我怎么这么倒霉
So he said what a bad luck I have
我早上就发给皇上送了一个奏折
And so in the morning I would try to advise the emperor
那晚上呢他就把我发配到这个地方来了
And then I got demoted at night
我干嘛要这么倒霉呢哈
Why I have such a bad luck
但是呢他到了那个地方之后啊听高皇帝远他倒有很多的自由去做他想做的事情。
And actually, there was a blessing that when he reached to the area, because so far away from the emperor, he has a freedom to do a lot of things.
So 他在那个地方治理那个潮州那个地方治理得非常好。
So he governed the 潮州 very well.
老百姓也非常的拥戴他。
And the people really supported him.
他做了很多都是造福老百姓的事情。
He did a lot of good things for the people.
你看这个磨难 反而是福气的。
And sometimes hardship is a blessing.
所以到底什么是福？
So what is a blessing?
我们来思想的话，我们来今天也来看看圣经里面讲耶稣怎么样说这个福气。
And let's look at the Bible. What does Jesus say? What's a blessing?
首先，耶稣怎么样说？
And let's look at the Bible.
虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
Because there is a kingdom of heaven.
Yeah. 那么第二个讲到哀忧的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
因为他们必得着安慰。
Because they will be comforted.
第三个福气是什么？大家一起来读。温柔的人有福了，因为他们地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Yeah. 那么第四个大家一起来读。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
所以这是四个福气。
And those are the four blessings.
还有四个福气。
And there's four more.
因为耶稣在跟他的门徒讲的时候，他一共讲了八个福气。
When you talk about blessing, you talk about eight blessings.
所以我们接下来再念念下面四个福气好不好？
Let's read the other four.
好，大家一起来读。连有福了，因为他们
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们。
Blessed are those pure in heart, for they will see God.
好，第七个。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
好，最后一个，我们大家一起来读。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看，一共有八种福气。
There's eight beatitudes.
这八种福气大家看出来有没有一个特点？
Do you see there's one characteristic of all eight?
这有一个特点，所有的福气都是跟我们的心有关系。
And all the blessing has to do with our hearts.
也就是圣经在箴言四章二十三节这样讲。
And easily in the Proverbs says this.
一生的果效由心发出。
And all the things that happen is coming from our heart.
所以大家我们在思想这一年我们要得到什么样的祝福的时候。
If when we think about what kind of blessing we want to receive.
我们要想到说所有的这些祝福都是跟我们的心什么呀有关系的。
So all the blessing is from coming wellspring of life.
这个是真正的福气、啊。
This is a true blessing.
那第一个虚心的人有福了。
And so the first one is talk about the merciful. Poor in spirit.
那么虚心是什么意思呢？
What does that mean? It means the poor in spirit.
英文翻译就相当清楚，讲了 poor in spirit， 就因为知道自己有灵性上的缺乏。
And know we have a spiritual deficiency.
很多的时候我们一直是没有看到自己的缺乏。
And very often we don't see our deficiency.
或者是没有意识到自己需要这个东西。
And very often we don't realize we really need something.
所以没有追求这个属灵上的事情。
And we don't have this desire to seek for a spiritual thing.
所以我们要求别人说你星期天来教会啊。
And very often we invite people come to church on Sunday.
我要求我的朋友他就会说哎呀我很忙哎。
And very often our friends say, I'm so busy.
我实在是没有时间去教会。
I don't have time to go to church.
其实不是没有时间哈。
And not necessarily they don't have time.
是当我们的所有的日程都排得很满的时候。
And because we have a very busy schedule.
我们有太多的事情要做。
And there are so many things we want to complete.
当我没有想到说灵性上的需要。
We don't think there's spiritual needs.
我们星期天来到教会不是浪费时间当你坐在那里敬拜神的时候
And we will come to church on Sunday we're not wasting time we worship God
你心灵得到安静
And you will calm your spirit
你感到一种非常平安的感觉
And you feel peaceful inside
这个是你这一个星期非常非常需要的
And this is something you really need weekly
当你说你知道有这个需要的时候
And when you acknowledge the need
你来教会就不会成问题的了。
And so you will not become a barrier.
而且你越来就越喜欢来。
And you want to come more and more.
如果你每一次来都有这种属灵方面的感受。
And when you feel the spiritual, feel this spiritual needs.
那么来到教会就是一种享受了。
And you actually will enjoy.
所以耶稣说，这种知道自己属灵上需要的人，他是有福的。
And those are the people who know they are very poor in spirit. They are being blessed.
哎，我觉得这个是我们现在人最需要的。
I know this is something that our nowadays people really need the most.
不论是你在学校里读书啊，还是在公司里面工作
，No matter your students where you're working,
还是很多的事情现在可以让我们非常的忙碌哈。
And many things can keep us very, very busy.
占据了我们的心
，occupy our hearts.
我们实在是需要这样一个时间，安静的。
We need a time to calm and to quiet.
每个星期来到教会，安静我们的心，大家一起敬拜神。
And every Sunday and worship with the other people.
所以这个是非常重要。
This is extremely important.
那第二个讲到哀忧的人是有福了。
And the second one talk about the people blessed are the who mourn.
那这是什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
不是说这个人哭哭啼啼的。
And talk about this person always very crying and tearful.
而是说这个人突然意识到自己说，哦，我原来。有很多的地方需要改进的。
And it's actually the people who realize that there's a lot of areas I really need to change.
当一个人认为自己挺好，他不需要改变的时候。
And when someone feels this is very good, everything, I don't need any change.
他不会意识到这一点。
He will not realize this.
耶稣说，当你意识到我需要改变。
And when you realize I need to make a change.
哎呀，我做了很多的错事。
I've done a lot of wrong things.
我需要说我怎么样我自己变成一个更好的人。
I need to make a better person.
哎，耶稣说，这样的人是有福气。
And those of the people are blessed.
那第三个，耶稣讲到温柔的人是有福的。
And third one, talk about blessed are the meek.
这个也很容易误解哈。
And a lot of people have a misunderstanding of meek.
我们以为温柔的人就是这个人态度很和蔼的哈。
And so where the meek person is like they have a very gentle attitude.
啊，有的人可以这个心情很平和，他也态度很和蔼，对不对
？And there's a people when they are in a good mood, so they have a very gentle attitude.
不过有人态度很和蔼，他不一定心里很平和的哈。
And a lot of people even they have a gentleness, not necessarily their peace inside.
有的时候你看到餐馆里的那个开餐馆的人来了，那什么客人都有，对不对
？And sometimes when you open a restaurant, you know all kind of customers.
有的人态度实在是恶劣哈。
And some customers have a poor attitude.
这个。店主是不是心里有气哈？
And sometimes the owner is really
但也没办法，和气生财嘛。
But there's nothing you can do. You
所以你也要态度很和蔼哈。
And sometimes you have to treat them nicely.
他走了之后，你就
After they leave, you get so angry.
所以呢，温柔的意思可不是这个意思哈，
so、
不是只是态度的问题哈。
And here talk about the meek has nothing to do with the attitude.
是心里面发出的。
And it's coming from your heart.
不受环境的影响。
And does not change by the circumstances.
不受其他人的态度的影响。
Does not change from other people.
你的心里都是平静如水。
And your inner self is always calm.
别人对你好的时候呢，你也是那个样子。
And when people treat you nicely, you feel that way.
你们看到别人狗急跳墙的时候，你还能那个样子。
When people are really frustrated and doing all kind of bizarre stuff, you still keep the same.
耶稣说，这样的人是有福了。
And those are the people are blessed.
那么，饥渴慕义的人是有福了。
And we talk about blessed are the hunger and also search for righteousness.
这个人开始说，我想知道真理。
I want to know the truth.
我想多认识真理。
I really want to know more truth.
我想知道神的事情。
I want to know God's things.
我想知道将来的事情。
I want to know about our future.
所以来到世界不单是追求富裕和成功。
And not necessarily seeking for the health and the wealth.
所以这样人是有福的。
And those are the people are blessed.
Yeah, 我认识有很多人，他们刚刚移民来美国，都非常的努力要赚钱的。
I know a lot of people came to this country. They work very hard to make more money.
因为我们要实现我们自己的美国梦。
And we want the complete American dream.
所以美国梦是什么呢
？Why is American dream？
是金钱吗
？Is the money？
是一幢房子吗
？Is a house？
是汽车吗
？Is a car？
是一个美满的家庭吗
？Is a wonderful family？
很多的时候，我们当他去追求，他就舍弃一切，啊，拼命的去努力工作。
And so it's very often when they seek those dreams, they give up so many things to seek for their dream.
所以一个人呢，做两份工、三份工。
And sometimes they have two or three jobs.
周末是没有休息的
and they don't even take a break on the weekends
那么星期六也 工作，星期天也工作。
And Saturday and Sunday they continued work.
然后到他到了中年的时候，他就诊断出他患有癌症哈。
And so middle age when they were diagnosed with cancer.
那时候他所要的东西他也有了。
He has already owned everything.
然后呢，他就非常的感慨。
And so he really feel something.
他说后悔，他说他前半生呢，他都是用命在换钱。
So in the his regret that all his life in the beginning he used his life to get money.
他说他还算是比较幸运的，他算是成功了。
So he was successful.
他赚到了他想要的钱。
He earned so much money that he wanted before.
但是他现在后半生了。
But his second life.
他现在变成什么了？他想用钱去换命。
And now he want to use the money to earn health.
对，你当知道得了癌症，花好多的钱去看各种各样的医生。
And you spend so much money try to get better when you have a cancer.
哎，这个可不一定会可以的了，对不对
？And not necessarily is going to work.
Yeah, 你用钱去用命去换钱，也许能换得来哈。
And maybe you can use your life to make money.
那么用钱去换命，这个不一定就换得来。
And so, but use the money to buy life, not necessarily.
所以。圣经告诉我们说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And here we talk about those who are blessed are the hunger and thirst for righteousness.
乃是说得到我们在属灵里面的祝福。
And so we receive the spiritual blessing.
也怜悯连续人的有福了。
And blessed are the merciful.
也不光想到自己的事情，也照顾到别人的需要。
And they not only think about yourself, also think about others.
所以清心的人有福了。
And talk about those blessed and pure in heart.
就是说我们不但是想世俗的事情
and not as to think about the worldly thing
我们讲到灵里面的事情
we also think about spiritual thing
一个品格
and characters
和属灵的事情
and the character and the spiritual things
使人和睦的人有福了
and the one who are blessed are the peacemakers
所以耶稣说一个人是说不但是自己与别人和睦
and also we are peaceful with other people
而且还劝人和睦
we also advise other people to be peaceful
劝人与神和睦
and also you reconcile with God
所以这样的人是有福的
and those people are blessed
所以无论我们走到哪里就带来和平跟福气是不是
and so no matter where we go we bring peace
我们不是到了哪里之后呢就去哪里就变乱了哈
and it's not we go no matter where we go we stir up things
yeah为义受逼迫的有福了。
And blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
这是耶稣最后说的。
And this is what the last blessing that Jesus told us.
这是一个更高境界的福气。
That's the highest level of the blessing.
就是这样的人，他乐意为自己的信仰付出代价。
And those are the people willing to pay a price for their belief.
第一个代价是什么？
What is the first price they pay?
他把星期天早上的时间就要空出来，他要来敬拜神。
And the first one is they come on Sunday to put that aside for the Lord.
所以耶稣的给我们的教导是颠覆性的哈。
And so you can, Jesus' teaching is totally rocked our world.
不同于世界上我们平常观念的福气。
It's different than what the other blessings that the world talk about.
这所有的一切的福气都是从我们心里面发出的。
And so all those blessings coming from our heart.
我们按照他的话去做。
If we will follow his words.
耶稣说你得到的福气啊。
So those blessings you'll receive.
不光是现在有的。
And it's not necessarily only on this earth.
而且是有永恒的价值。
And has an eternity value.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，今天在我们庆祝中国新年的时候，
When we celebrate Chinese New Year.
所以我们想到说，我们怎么样来在新的一年里得到更多的福气。
And let's see how we can think about what kind of blessing we can receive in this new year.
我们不单是追求富裕、健康跟平安
，not necessarily the health, the wealth, and the peace。
我们更要追求那心里面所有发出的福气。
We also need to seek what is the peace from inside。
所以，我们愿我们在座的每一个人哈
，So we wish everyone。
我们在庆祝中国新年这个猪年的时候哈
，And we celebrate the year of the pig。
那么，我们有更多神的福气
，We have more
和我们在一起
，and more spiritual blessing from the Lord。
下面我们就来做一个祷告哈。
And let's pray together.
Yeah. 我们也希望我们当中，你如果还没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人救主的话
，You have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
如果你乐意接受这样的福气
，You're willing to receive this blessing.
那么就希望你可以今天做出这样的决定
，And you're willing to make that decision.
那么耶稣基督他就答应你说将这样的福气赐给你。
And Jesus has promised that will give you that blessing to you.
如果你乐意接受这样的福气，当我祷告的时候，
If you're willing to receive this blessing,
你就跟我这样一起的祷告。
And you can pray with me.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在我们辞旧迎新的时候，
And we're getting rid of the old, we'll come the new.
我们知道你是赐福、赐恩典、赐怜悯的神。
And you give our mercy the grace and the blessing.
我们一生的年日都在你的手中。
And all our life is under you.
我们恳求你将那最美好的福气赐给我们。
And give the best blessing to us.
愿我们真正成为一个追求属灵福气的人。
And so we're actually become a person who's truly seeking the blessing.
恳求主你怜悯我们。
And have a mercy on us.
愿主你的圣灵能够在我们的心中工作。
And your Holy Spirit will move in our hearts.
让我们知道我们属灵的需要。
And not know what's our spiritual needs.
我们愿意打开自己的心。
We're willing to open our hearts.
愿耶稣基督可以进到我们的心里面来。
So Jesus Christ can enter our hearts.
愿主的圣灵在我们心里面改变我们的心意。
So the Holy Spirit can change us inside.
我们来追求属灵生命的成长。
And we can continue to seek for spiritual growth.
我们成为一个谦卑的人
and become a person has humility
成为一个蒙福的人
and being blessed
因为我们知道一生的果效是由心发出的
we know that all the things that are coming from the wellspring of life
我们愿意接受你的儿子耶稣基督成为我们的救主
and willing to receive Jesus Christ as our personal savior
愿主你的福气从今年开始
and your spiritual blessings start from this year
在我们的生命中
In our life,
不断的增加
continue to accumulate,
直到我们长成满有耶稣基督的身量
until we can be measure your fullness.
谢谢主的恩典
we thank you for your grace.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.